Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, Dave?
I love that.
So I think this is worse than I thought it was going to be. I've been so focused on Phoebe's trip to D.C. and what the weather's going to be like out east and Saturday and Sunday and heading back. I really haven't looked much at all about here, but it's going to be pretty bad here, right?
Yeah, it's not like last weekend at all. It's a much faster event. It's more of a classic southern storm for us. Last weekend was not classic, and what I mean by that is that it's fairly fast moving, and that it will be a mix of moisture, rain, sleet, and snow, all coming into play on this thing. And this is for late Friday night, as far as a mix is concerned, and during the day Saturday, ending Saturday evening. Before that, we have a little system that's coming through tonight. That's going to bring some rain, a little bit of freezing rain, and I don't want people to be concerned about the freezing rain, because that's what's going to happen on the snowpack. It shouldn't have a problem on the roads, even though I think we could get down to about 30 degrees tonight. I think that happens before the moisture starts. We'll be primarily late tonight. All comes to an end by late tomorrow morning, early tomorrow afternoon. And again, it's mainly rain. The second one comes in Friday night, all rain to start. And it could be raining for the afternoon rush, but I think it's all rain at that point because temperatures will be above the freezing point. And then a mix of rain, sleet, and snow late Friday night into early Saturday morning, a kickover to all snow on Saturday morning. I've been thinking about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning for a kickover. I still kind of like that right now. And then all snow Saturday afternoon, snow ending on late Saturday evening. And I'm going to throw a number of 2 to 4 inches on it right now. And then bitter cold coming in here with strong gusty winds Saturday night. We'll drop down to 15 degrees, and on Sunday we'll be lucky to hit 20 degrees, but there will be some sunshine around on Sunday with strong gusty winds.
So how bad, again, you're not with MoDOT or IDOT, but how bad would you expect the roads to be, given that we have all this notice and they're going to be clear when it starts in 2 to 4 inches?
Yeah, the thing about this particular one is that pre-treating is not really going to be an option, because the first part of this thing will be in the form of rain. I don't see a lot of sleet, but I could see 1 to 2 hours of a mix of rain, sleet, and snow, big hamster-sized snowflakes, and before it kicks over. So, again, the good news is that I think most of the event is going to be late Friday night and during the day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So rush hours are not going to be a real problem with this particular storm. We're lucky now where most of it's happening on a weekend.
More important than anything, Dave.
I know.
By Sunday. No, I'm not going to ask you about. I'm not going to ask you. Thank you. Thank you very much for helping us out and let us know about Christine's drive home from Minnesota this week. But no, even more important than my wife, the super blood.
It's good she's out of town.
Yeah. Super blood wolf moon eclipse. Are we going to be able to see it? So let me get all that right. Super blood wolf moon eclipse.
I don't know. It is the wolf moon. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Full moon in January.
It's super.
The wolf howling at night.
It's super. It's bloody. It's being eclipsed.
Only if the wolves get lucky.
Damn.
What? I don't even know.
I'm not even sure we can say that.
How to connect those dots. I mean, I do, but...
Attacking people.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, not attacking people. Getting lunch. Getting dinner.
Oh, okay, there
not
you go.
Not attacking people. Right. It's not a werewolf.
They're
it's
eating.
A wolf.
But there is... We are going to see an eclipse on Sunday night, right?
It'll be clear enough anyway. I've lost track of that one because the storms are becoming fast and furious. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
So, Dave, right. In general, which way do we go next week?
Next week, obviously, with another fresh cover of snow, it will be cold. I still think we're going to bounce around a little bit the last 2 weeks of January with temperatures. The snowpack is going to prevent that from getting out of control, I think. But the snow should compact and eventually kind of lose its grip on the ground. And I still think February is not going to be a pretty month at all when it comes to winter weather. Mm. More cold and dry than cold and snow, though.
I'm good on the snow. I love
okay.
the snow.
Oh, good. Hang on, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, put in a word. Like, last year I was a little upset we didn't have enough snow.
Right.
I'm good.
Right.
This is good.
You've had enough.
Had enough.
Hold the snow.
Yeah,
yep.
I think most people are feeling that, but remember that the halfway point of winter is February 2nd.
Well, you got to say so.
Halfway.
Oh, that's depressing.
That is depressing, isn't it?
I don't know.
And snow is possible here in the St. Louis area until early April.
There's no scientific basis for it, but when March 1st gets here, I can breathe again. Even if there's 8 inches of snow and it's 10 degrees, it's March.
I'm the same way. Sure.
You can see enough down the road.
And those snows tend to come and go very quickly.
Yeah. Close, got a corner?
Sure. It's brought to you by Schnucks.
Day-old chicken.
Swing by Schnucks to pick up a free Simply Slim magazine for healthy recipe inspiration.
Look, I'm not even going to make fun of you. Swing by Schnucks.
That's
for a what?
To pick up a free Simply Slim magazine.
Swing by Schnucks, Simply Slim. I mean, that's...
And get your chicken chunks.
That's a true tongue twister.
Indeed. I want to get your help from everybody in the room because, I don't know if you've seen it, they've announced the new lineup for Celebrity Big Brother.
I have seen it.
And... Go around and everybody jump in.
I'm with you, Dave.
And it's going to be a little bit different. I have an insight to the show. I can't say who it's from. Normally, they're in there up to 99 days. They cannot leave the building for 99 days.
And they have no contact to the outside world.
None at all.
They have no idea what's happening.
What do they get paid-ish?
Yeah.
I think the winner might get $250,000.
How do you win?
You're the last person standing.
And you basically, people get voted out?
Yeah.
If you're at Screech and you're just a part of the show, what do you get paid?
They, depending on how big a name you are, they throw you a couple of bones, but it's nothing.
What's a bone?
I don't know. Maybe
they probably negotiate.
5,000,
I bet you they
like
negotiate
that.
Each one individually.
Exactly, yep. They do. Exactly. Yep. So, but on the celebrity, we're hearing 30 days because they're celebrities and they got things to do.
They have things to do.
Right.
How do you get voted out? Is it by America?
I think your
like
roommates.
Survivor.
Yeah, basically you try and connive. If you're a really good conniver, you can be the last person standing and you make the money. It's a terrible show. Anyway.
This might be the biggest celebrity, you know, they've got some pretty famous people on the docket this year compared to years past.
I think the point of Closest Corner was how these people are not really famous.
Absolutely.
So that's
a couple of them are pretty famous.
Okay. That's funny that that's
okay.
There's perception right there for
right.
you.
The first one is it Tamar Braxton?
I have no idea.
Okay, there's one.
That's not one of the
Who
people
is Tamar
I was referring
Braxton?
To.
Don't know. Candy Burris?
Part of the Toni Braxton clan?
A part yeah. of... Yeah. She wasn't
Tamar
a part of
Braxton
TLC.
Okay.
But she's a current Real Housewife of Atlanta.
Who?
Candy Burris.
Was she in TLC, Tony?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
She was in a group like that.
Tom Green.
What? Drew Barrymore's
yes,
old ex-husband.
Ex-husband?
Sorry, old husband.
Lolo.
I don't know.
Lolo Jones?
Yes, former Olympian.
Wow. Oh, Lolo Jones. Yep. Yeah, that's a real celebrity.
Cato Kaelin.
That's just random.
No.
Yes. I saw a promo with him in it.
Dinah Lohan.
Dina Lohan, that's Lindsay Lohan's
Dina,
mom.
Sorry. Oof. Natalie Eve Marie. Anybody?
No.
These are the big ones. Ricky Williams.
Football player?
I'm thinking. Joey Lawrence.
Oh, my gosh.
From the terrible
Whoa.
Sitcom.
Whoa.
From a million years ago. But the
These
the
are big, huge names.
Big names.
Absolutely huge names.
But the name that's...
The one I'm thinking of.
Oh, lay it on him.
Caitlyn Jenner. Right?
No.
Serious? Oh.
I swear she was on the list at one point or the other.
Might have been. But the bigger name than that that's going to... You didn't hear about...
Who?
The Mooch.
Oh, yeah. Scaramucci.
Anthony Scaramucci. That is, ladies and gentlemen, your Celebrity Big Brother for 2019.
I'm like Rachel. I thought I saw
I swear I saw Caitlyn Jenner. Unless that was a leaked list that wasn't legit. Because I was like, that's a big get, honestly. That's a much less impressive list. Not that I'm impressed by Caitlyn Jenner, but she's a big deal.
Oh, and pardon me. I forgot Jonathan Bennett.
Oh.
There you go.
Jonathan, you say.
Oh. There is
your... Caitlyn Jenner not joining Celebrity Big Brother despite report.
Okay.
See, I get the
Now I feel dumb.
I get the latest news.
No, I saw the same report you did.
Put Les Moonves in there.
Well, these people,
that would be. I'd watch that with his wife, yeah.
They have to spend 99 days. I mean, you know, these are the people who can spend 99 days.
One person is famous for being somebody's mom, and another person is famous for being somebody's sister, right? Because the Braxton, that's like Toni Braxton's sister.
Okay.
And then
Tom Green is famous for being married to
a famous person. He had his own show.
Yeah.
And he had a television show.
Yeah, that's true. Lolo for being an Olympian.
I think she's
Kato. I
think Lolo might be the most legit.
Biggest name?
Well, the most legit celebrity, like this is, on their own merit. Wow.
I mean, but that's...
So Beaner's working on the show?
No, she is not. Mm. That's why she can give me the information. Because normally it's 99 days, 30 days, because these people are busy.
Yeah.
They've got to go out and do something else. But that's your lineup for the big man.
But I've got a lot of projects going on. I'm just going to squeeze Celebrity Big Brother in when I can.
They have an outdoor area
Candace Burrows? I'm trying to figure out who
Candace, I think it's Burress.
Candy Burress. Burress, B-U-R-R-U-S-S. Candy.
Look, you got to make a living, but I find it so sad, this realm of celebrity.
Escape.
That's just... This is what you are.
Yes.
You're just a joke.
Is that different than TLC?
Right. Well, it's like 98 degrees next to NSYNC.
Yes. That was close.
That was a great description.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.